The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Over the Oils. We've been taught for generations that oils are good for our skin. Think again. Most of us grew up slathering our skin with the staples, cocoa butter, shea butter, coconut oil, and just about anything else that would give skin that well-moisturized gleam. But while these products are undeniably popular, they don't work for all skin types. And you definitely want to think twice if you are using them on your face. Many long-time favorites are heavy and poor clogging, and they can cause irritation. Not every oil is safe to use on the face, says Karen Lau, D.O., a board-certified dermatologist. If you're acne-prone or have oily skin, certain oils are worse than others. For starters, Lau recommends staying away from cocoa butter, olive oil, and coconut oil, all of which he sees often in his patients' skin care routines. All of these can trigger yeast acne, make your skin very greasy, and clog your pores, he explains. This is due to the concentration of fatty acids in the oils. Some of these acids are more inflammatory than others, which can cause skin to break out. Lau also cautions against using oils on the scalp, as they can trickle down to the face and lead to irritation or acne. He adds that lubricants like olive oil and coconut oil actually feed a yeast which causes dandruff. It can also lead to folliculitis, which is often misdiagnosed and usually shows up as small, dark, or skin-colored bumps on your forehead, he explains. Lau says he sees these conditions most commonly in Black women, children, and teenagers who often use oils rather than moisturizers for their skin and hair. Almost always, when I ask if they're using oil on their scalp, they say, yep, he states, and I say, there you go, you're feeding the yeast. If you do want to use an oil on your body, Lau urges you to stick with food-grade oils that are light and have anti-inflammatory properties. His favorites are sunflower oil, grapeseed oil, and jojoba oil, which he says are safer and less likely to provoke an irritation. He favors sunflower oil for his moisturizer-averse patients with eczema because it actually helps to calm the skin. You'll want to be careful, though, as many store-bought oils are suspended in carrier oils like coconut, which can cause skin to react. The bottom line, Lau says, is that when it comes to the face, you can get rid of oily substances in your skincare routine. Oils are great for the body as opposed to the face, he explains. The farther away from your face you go, the drier your skin is. That's why your legs are so dry. That part of your body needs the oils. He points out that moisturizers will leave your skin much more hydrated without clogging your pores, and many are actually better for you than the old faithful oils that we've used for generations. Lau advises leaving those oils for your food. Oils are made to be cooked with, he says, not plastered all over your skin. The next article is titled 10 Young Black Hollywood Stars to Watch in 2022. These talented rising thespians are poised to become tomorrow's legends. As the entertainment industry continues to evolve during unprecedented times, opportunities for newcomers to tell unique stories abound. These young black actresses and actors have already made their mark in film, television, and theater. But with their latest projects, their artistry and acclaim are expected to reach the next level. Ariana DuBois. Actress, singer, and dancer Ariana DuBois's first appearance on screen came during a 2009 season of So You Think You Can Dance. Though DuBois, 31, was eliminated during the competition, that experience propelled the Raleigh, North Carolina native to try theater. She made her Broadway debut in 2011 with Bring It On and followed up with Motown, the musical, Pimpin' and Hamilton. In 2018, she was nominated for a Tony for Best Performance by an Actress in a Featured Role in a Musical for her portrayal of Donna Summer in Summer, the Donna Summer Musical, and her role as Anita in the 2021 Steven Spielberg-directed musical West Side Story earned her a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture. Lexi Underwood. Lexi Underwood first took to the stage in 2013 in a theatrical production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The Washington, D.C. bred actress and singer got her big break 2 years later, landing the role of young Nala in Disney's The Lion King on Broadway. Since then, Underwood, 18, has appeared in series such as Person of Interest and Family Reunion. She also heads her own company, Ultimate Dreamer Productions. In 2020, she received critical acclaim for her role as Pearl Warren in Little Fires Everywhere, earning a NAACP Image Award nomination for Outstanding Performance by a Youth. This year, the star will take on the role of Malia Obama in Showtime series The First Lady. R.J. Seiler. R.J. Seiler's acting skills in Me and Earl and The Dying Girl earned the respect of critics, but it was his on-screen charisma that marked him as a surefire talent to watch. After the release of the 2015 film, Seiler, 27, was cast in two big-budget productions, the dark comedy War Machine, alongside Brad Pitt, and Power Rangers. In 2018, he starred in the Matthew McConaughey-led crime drama White Boy Rick. And last year, he dazzled with his portrayal of Jim Beckworth in Netflix's The Harder They Fall. His television credits include shows such as I'm Dying Up Here, Black Lightning, and Scream. The TV series Seiler was also recently taped as a regular in the upcoming Issa Rae HBO Max comedy series Rat, S-H-I-T. Haley Kilgore. Haley Kilgore made her professional acting debut in the Portland Center Stages productions of Our Town and A Misbehavin' in 2015. 2 years later, the Happy Valley, Oregon native was cast as T. Moan in the Broadway musical Once on This Island, earning a Tony nomination for Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical. Kilgore's training made for a seamless transition to television as she excelled in her roles in the series The Village and Amazing Stories. In summer 2021, the 23-year-old was cast as Jukebox in Starz Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. 1 month later, she premiered on the big screen in the Aretha Franklin biopic, Respect, playing the younger sister of the Queen of Soul opposite Jennifer Hudson. Jonica Jojo T. Gibbs. Jojo T. Gibbs' portrayal of Haiti on the BET scripted comedy series 20s has been groundbreaking. Prior to her role as the first queer black female protagonist on primetime television, Gibbs moved in 2015 from her hometown of Hampstead, North Carolina, to Los Angeles. After receiving her bachelor's degree in journalism from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, Gibbs worked the stand-up comedy circuit for almost 6 years and also co-created a web series titled No More Comics in L.A. before being cast in her breakout part. Michael Evans. Raised in Columbus, Indiana, Michael Evans excelled as a student athlete in high school. When injuries derailed his track career, he stopped competing and briefly studied pre-med at Indiana University before deciding to pursue modeling and acting. After being featured in ad campaigns for Adidas and in an episode of Empire, Michael Evans snagged his role as Jordan Baker on the CW's All-American in 2018, putting his athleticism to good use on the silver screen. This year, the 27-year-old actor reprised his role as Baker in the spin-off series All-American Homecoming. Jaden Michael. 18-year-old Afro-Latino actor Jaden Michael is best known for his portrayal of a young Colin Kaepernick in Colin in Black and White. But Michael's relationship with Netflix began long before he landed the lead role in the series. In 2016, he appeared in The Get Down before being cast in the streaming platform's original film Vampires vs. the Bronx. Michael, who was born and raised in New York City, began modeling at age 2 and got his start as an actor doing voiceover work for Dora the Explorer. He used that experience to further hone his craft, earning subsequent roles in Patterson, Custody, and the film adaptation of Wonderstruck. Last year, he was also cast in the starring role of Mickey Bolitor in a TV pilot based off the Harlan Coben novel Shelter. Quincy Isaiah. Before newcomer Quincy Isaiah was chosen to play Hall of Fame point guard Magic Johnson in the series Winning Time, the rise of the Lakers dynasty coming to HBO this March, he'd nearly quit acting altogether due to rejection from producers and talent agents. Born in Michigan, just 100 miles from Johnson's hometown of Lansing, Isaiah, 26, caught the acting bug during his last year at Kalamazoo College in 2017. The next year, he appeared in Samuel Wofford's Corporate Coffee, a short film about a black man's first experience with the eerie culture of his new white-collar job. The part showed Isaiah had the acting chops to step into even bigger shoes, including his leading role as the Lakers basketball legend. Jasmine Savoy Brown. Raised in Springfield, Oregon, Jasmine Savoy Brown began her career in 2013 with minor parts in Grimm and The Fosters before guest starring in an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine 1 year later. The 28-year-old subsequently landed recurring television role in Stitches, The Leftovers, Will for the People, and Judd Apatow's Love. Last year marked Brown's emergence as a leading lady, starring in the Showtime drama Yellowjackets, as well as the slasher film Sound of Violence. This year, Brown can be seen in the fifth installment of the horror movie Scream. She plays Mindy Meeks Martin, the franchise's first openly queer character. Kelvin Harrison Jr. Since his earliest roles in Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave and the science fiction action flick Ender's Game in 2013, Kelvin Harrison Jr. has appeared in more than 20 films, 8 television shows, and 1 music video. Although the New Orleans native is also a skilled musician, his passion ultimately inspired him to pursue acting. That decision led to Harrison landing roles in Dee Reese's Mudbound, It Comes at Night, for which he earned a Gotham Award nomination for Breakthrough Actor, Monster, Loose, and Waves. On the heels of starring in December's romantic musical drama, Sireno, this year the 27-year-old will appear as B.B. King in the upcoming Elvis biopic and voice the character of young Scar in McQueen's sequel to the live-action version of The Lion King. The next article is titled Team Players. Malika Andrews and Cheney are ensuring that black women will always get next in sports broadcasting. On the Daily ESPN show, NBA Today, host Malika Andrews and WNBA player turned analyst Cheney are applying full court pressure, Ari Lennox style, to professional basketball news. And we do it with some flavor, Cheney says. The rising stars understand that sometimes in sports media, you have to be seen before you are heard. And both Cheney and Andrews take the responsibility of making sure that black women are seen seriously. We know that every time we step in front of a camera, we're not just doing it for ourselves, explains Cheney, 30. We're doing it for the next generation that looks like us, who grew up not seeing those faces, and now they know they can do this too. Andrews and Cheney bring a distinctive voice to their industry, one that's not often amplified in major sports. Representation matters, Andrews says. Diversity of roles for women is just as important as diversity as a whole. Andrews, 27, a native of Oakland, was one of the youngest sideline reporters in ESPN's history when she was hired in 2018. Her journalistic roughness during the NBA's 2019 through 2020 bubble season launched her to the head chair of her own daytime show less than 3 years into her tenure. Cheney, an all-star forward for the Los Angeles Sparks, became one of the first professional athletes hired by the network as a full-time employee in 2018. She began her cut-off career calling women's college hoops, sprinkling her H-Town flair into broadcast around the country. The Nigerian-American also co-anchored Africa's edition of Sports Center, where she was able to tie her heritage and her passion for sports together. Despite taking two different paths, Andrews and Cheney are on the same team with the same mission, to be unapologetically themselves and lift each other up along the way. As Cheney points out, there's room for both of them to thrive in this space. Women have been conditioned to think that we have to be competitive with one another because there are not enough opportunities for us. She says, "We won't accept that notion anymore. We are reinventing what it means to succeed as women. And that means being collaborative instead of competitive." Andrews agrees enthusiastically. "Never forget that you belong," she adds, "and that you are needed." Though both women are still early in their careers, their anticipation of future Black girls dishing about the X's and O's of the NBA on ESPN is electrifying. "There's going to be a time I'm lucky enough to see my replacement walk through the door," Andrew says, "and I get to roll out the red carpet for her." The next article is titled "Go" from the Editor's Picks. Dreamville Festival. Grammy Award-winning rapper J. Cole brings his Dreamville Festival back to Raleigh, North Carolina, with an expanded two-day lineup of musical talent performing at the historic Dorothea Dix Park. For Colored Girls, an acclaimed choreo poem for colored girls who have considered suicide, When the Rainbow is Enough, returns to Broadway on March 4th, is a reimagined production directed and choreographed by Camille A. Brown. Love in Las Vegas. John Legend kicks off his Vegas residency at Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino on April 22nd, bringing to life his seventh studio album, Bigger Love. 61st Street. Courtney B. Vance and Anjanae Ellis star in this legal drama centered on corruption within the Chicago criminal justice system, airing on AMC April 10th. Blacklisted. Senior entertainment editor Brandy Victorian rounds up the newest cultural offerings you should experience. Watch Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls in an unscripted competition series from Amazon Studios. Premiering in March 2022, Lizzo searches for plus-size dancers to perform with her around the world. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. April 22nd, Tiffany Haddish portrays a CIA operative who recruits Nicolas Cage, playing himself in the film, to gather intel on a superfan who threatens his family. The next article is titled "Up Close and Personal, From a Guide to Recovering After Heartbreak to a Peek into the Bedrooms of Black Women Around the World. These books aren't afraid to get intimate." Fancy. Garceli Bouvet has had a storied career, From moving to New York City and signing with Ford Models at 16 and moonlighting at the Playboy Club to pay the bills, to her first Essence cover and starring role on The Jamie Foxx Show. In her memoir, Love Me As I Am, Amistad, $27.99, the Haitian American actress gives readers a behind-the-scenes look into her public and private life. Uve's vulnerability shines through as she talks about romantic relationships and her struggle to shake off her reserved upbringing and take charge of her pleasure. And she doesn't mince words in sharing her concerns about representing Black women on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, even as she remains steadfast in her resolve to honor and address her own needs unapologetically. Kiss and Tell. In 2009, Nana, a writer from Ghana, co-founded a blog about African women and sex. In her new book, The Sex Lives of African Women, Self-Discovery, Freedom, and Healing, she expands her focus exploring sex and sexuality via intimate interviews with more than 30 Black women ages 21 to 71 from across the African diaspora. Her subjects include Nura, a Kenyan living in Senegal with her husband and his other wives, and Solange, a queer transgender woman who came into her own in Canada. Not forgotten, Sheila Williams' Things Past Telling recounts the story of Miriam Priscilla Grace, a formerly enslaved woman. The narrative is inspired by a 112-year-old author whom Williams discovered in 1870 census records and Williams' own ancestor. Following Grace's life from her birth in Edo, West Africa, through her stints as an interpreter and a spy, and her work as a midwife, Williams crafts a beautiful reminder of how our forebears continue to live through us. Glow, in Shine Bright, a very personal history of Black women in pop, author and Black girl songbook host Danielle Smith combines memoir, biography, and criticism to illuminate Black women's contributions to American pop music, highlighting little-known acts like Dixie Cups, underappreciated ones. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.